This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
A lot of people will be watching as President Biden holds a news conference just hours from now. Last night, the first Senate Democrat called on President Biden to end his reelection campaign, Vermont Senator Peter Welch. This not long after another high-profile Democrat spoke out, and a lot of people are surprised by what she's saying. The AP's Sagar Magani.
On MSNBC, former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said it's up to the president to decide if he should stay in the race, rather than her saying he should stay in.
We're all encouraging him to make that decision because time is running short.
The president insists he will not step aside.
What's going on this week is really a family matter.
Just weeks after hosting a glitzy Biden campaign fundraiser, actor George Clooney says it's time to end the campaign. He writes in a New York Times op-ed, the Joe Biden he saw last month was not the Biden of 2020, but rather the same man we all witnessed at the debate. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Many Houston-area residents are struggling as they wait for electricity to come back on after Hurricane Beryl. The AP's Jennifer King.
3 days after Beryl, many Houston residents are coping with sweltering heat, no power, and for many, no water.
I'm trapped up here.
72-year-old Robert Ashley uses a motorized chair. His neighbor, Melva Scott, has been helping out while the elevators are out at their apartment building.
I asked him, I say, do you want a sandwich or something? You hungry? Because they had told me he was hungry.
CenterPoint Energy has defended their response, claiming extensive tree damage from the hurricane is the cause behind the prolonged outage. Audio courtesy KTRK. I'm Jennifer King.
The remnants of Hurricane Beryl have been causing flooding in New England, damaging flooding in Vermont. In France, a fire broke out this morning at a medieval cathedral in the city of Rouen. No details yet. This is AP News. Two astronauts say they're going to come back to Earth safely. They were supposed to be back weeks ago.
The two astronauts who took a Boeing space capsule to the International Space Station are confident they can safely return to Earth. Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams were supposed to return on the Boeing Starliner June 14th, but Wilmore points out they had some failures.
Lost an RCS jet, and then we lost another one, and then you could tell the thrust, the control, the capability was degraded.
The two are the first people to ride on the Starliner. Williams is confident once thruster testing is done on Earth, they can go.
I have a real good feeling in my heart that this spacecraft will bring us home, no problem.
Both say they're not complaining about the extra time in orbit and are helping the station crew.
That mantra you've heard, failure is not an option. That's why we are staying here now.
NASA hopes they can return by the end of the month. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.